Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, Switch Monday, July 9th edition on tap. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Thanks for hanging on there and not worrying about the Friday show. But we are back in action. We have a very interesting slate, four pitchers over 11-5, and not really the best of options. It's a really interesting slate. Let's check out the totals real quick as we kick back into gear here. Nationals at Pirates, total of 9. Reds at Indians, total of 9. Tigers, Rays, 7.5. Brewers, Marlins, 7.5. Rangers at the Red Sox, 9.5. Royals at the Twins, 8.5. A's, Astros, 8. Dodgers, Padres, 7.5. Cubs, Giants, 7.5. So a lot of lower totals. Interesting matchups, to say the least. Your pitchers you have up top here. You have Gerrit Cole leading the way at 13-1. He's been very rocky of late. Walking guys a lot more. Giving up tons and tons of, like, 4 earned in 2 of his last 4. He's only got 26 or more points in 1 of his last 4. He's been very, very rocky, to say the least. So you can go there if you want, but I will not be. You have Clayton Kershaw, who's still on a pitch count. He's 12-9, threw, I think, 85 pitches last time. Well, 74 last time. So I'm guessing he'll be up to 85. And his three starts back, 7-2, 18-9, 15-1 for a 12-9 salary. Yes, it's the Padres. Yes, it's an amazing spot. If you want to roll the dice at 85 pitches, you can. I will not be. You have Mike Clevinger at 11-5 at home against the Reds. A Reds offense that's very hit and miss. Reds offense that does have some holes in its swing. And you have a very inconsistent Mike Clevinger, given he's much better on the road than at home. I just can't pay 11-5 for Mike Clevinger. If you're paying over 11-5, I'm going to Jose Berrios, 12,100 at home against the Kansas City Royals. Berrios has a 2.62 ERA at home compared to 4.78 on the road. It's been much better in his outings there. Average of 25.7 DraftKings points per start. He had a couple of hiccups his last two times out at Milwaukee, at Chicago, but his recent home starts 41-4 against Texas, 18-9 against Boston, 39-2 Chicago, 19-9 Cleveland, 33 Detroit, 36-1 St. Louis. Very, very good stuff out of the youngster at home. You have a Kansas City team that is slowly striking out more and more these days. When you look at the big picture here, as my computer decides to be goofy, give me a second. There we go. They strike out around 20% of the time versus righties. That's gone up the last few weeks. So keep an eye on that. He's a minus 200 home favorite. He's striking out 25%. Ground ball close to 40%. Low hard contact. Everything you like to see. They have a 3-4-4 total. It's lefties 317, righties 284. And the Royals as a team, they have a 287 WOBA and a 122 ISO versus right-handed pitching, which is dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. So if you're going up top, Jose Berrios at 12-1 is the guy I am going with. Now, if you want to slide down, pay for some bats, whatever, you know how we roll here at Quick Hits, you check out Chase Anderson at 8,500 bucks at the Miami Marlins. A Marlins offense that can be pesky. They can be a pain in the butt at times. Chase has faced them once this year, 5 1/3, 5 hits, 3 earned, 3 Ks for 11.2. He has a 2.88 ERA at home compared to 4.83 on the road. It's a great partnership coming from Miller Park to Marlins Ballpark in Miami. His last three starts, 19-9, 23-7, 23-7. So he's coming in good form, 8,500 bucks against a Marlins team that we know strikes out 23.5% of the time. He's a minus 135 road favorite. He does give up a lot of fly balls, which is a little worrisome, and hard contact. The Marlins team's just hit and miss. They have a 3-4-5 total, fifth lowest on the slate. Lefties 316, righties 372. So if you are using Marlins, he's a reverse splits guy. And, you know, the big bats you worry about in Miami are Justin Bour from the left side, maybe a Derek Dietrich, but you have Realmuto from the right side. There's just not a ton of they're pesky. They're going to slap you to death. They're not going to really home run derby you to death. So Anderson at 85 becomes very, very interesting. Also, a 297 wOBA, 127 ISO. If you remember about 30, 40 seconds ago, that sounds almost like the Kansas City Royals versus right-handed pitching, because it is almost like the Kansas City Royals versus right-handed pitching. They're bad. Really bad versus righties. So Chase Anderson at 85 is in play tonight. At 8,400 bucks, you have Eduardo Rodriguez of the Boston Red Sox getting the start against the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers team is much, much better at home, where it's like 1,000 degrees, than on the road. You got Erod, who faced Texas earlier this year. 6 innings, 4 hits, 5 earned. He got 3 homers, but 10 strikeouts for 20 DraftKings points. Coming off a 27.1-point performance against the Nats. Had a couple hiccups at New York and against Seattle, but then prior to that, 27-3, 14-8, 21, 26, 21, 25. The kid's electric. I've talked about him many times on this show and other shows. It's a control thing with him. If he's controlling it, he's good to go. He's a minus 210 home favorite at 8,400 bucks, which is nice to see. 23% strikeout rate for the Rangers versus lefties. He's got a 25% strikeout rate and only a 26.9% hard contact rate. Very, very, very good stuff there. Texas has a 3.85 total. Lefties 307, righties 296. So it's almost equal, but if you want to get technical, it's a reverse split. Or no, I guess righties out better than lefties, which is a reverse for a left-handed pitcher. Texas does have a 323 wOBA, which is good versus lefties, but a 164 ISO, which is average. So they get like doubles and stuff, but they're not cranking it, if that makes sense to anybody. So Erod at 84 is very much in play. If you want to go get Anderson Erod and save some cash, you can. Use one of these two guys and go down below, or you can use one of these two guys and go up with Berrios. Down below, the couple guys I'm looking at here is Jose Urania at 6,900 bucks. This is a guy for GPPs. He's in play more often than not for me. He's got a 3.88 ERA at home compared to 4.61 on the road. He struggled against Milwaukee his first time, 5 innings, 4 earned, 3 Ks for 5.7. But that's just what Urania does. He's either pretty much all or nothing. Like, he's coming off 20.3 against Tampa. We were all over him here in quick hits. But then 6.8 at SF, 27 at Baltimore. We were on him there too. 13.9, 6.7, 20.5, 15.3. So when he's got his stuff, he's usually getting you at least 15 points. When he doesn't have it, you get your 7-8 and you walk away. 6,900 bucks in this matchup against Milwaukee is very, very intriguing for the fact Milwaukee strikes out 25.2% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Urania has a 53% ground ball rate. He has a terrifying, terrifying 42% hard contact rate. That's almost half of his at-bats. That's terrifying. 2 out of every 5 at-bats, a hard hit ball is coming off the hitter. But the strikeout rate, the price tag dictate you can get some leverage here. Milwaukee with a 4.05 total. Lefties 363, righties 279. So your Eric Thames of the world and Christian Yelich and whatnot are a little worrisome. But Milwaukee is a righty-heavy lineup. And again, only a 319 wOBA, which is good, but a 168 average ISO against right-handed pitching. So Urania at 69 isn't the worst punt in the world, not the best, but not the worst. Only other guy I'm looking at down here is Danny Duffy, 5,800 bucks at the Minnesota Twins. Duffy faced the Twins earlier this year, 6 innings, 1 earned, 4 walks, 4 Ks for 14.7 points. Been better on the road than at home this year. And he's just been better of late. You know, he had a hiccup his last time against Cleveland, but prior to that, 25-3, 23-3. Another hiccup against Houston, and then 36-2, minus 2.8, 14-7, 25-7. He's got tremendous upside, scary downside as well, but tremendous, tremendous upside. It's a Minnesota team that strikes out 23.5% of the time versus right, left-handed pitching. So there's got the upside there. The walks have been Danny's downside this year. He's close to an 11% walk rate, and he's given up a ton of fly balls with only a 33% ground ball and a 40% hard contact. All those things don't line up, but a lot of that was earlier in the season. Some of it's still dictating here, but he's become a much better pitcher. He realized he was tipping stuff. He adjusted some things. There's something to work with here with Duffy. If you don't want to go here, I get it. It's risky. The Twins have the fifth highest team total of 5.05. Lefties 356, righties 381. But when you look at the Minnesota Twins, this is why it's intriguing. They have a wOBA of 301. It's barely average against lefties. And a 130 ISO, which is below average. They really, really struggle versus left-handed pitching. Maybe Danny Duffy's the remedy they need, but we saw he did okay against him the first time out, getting close to 15 points. He's in play today at $5,800. That's a cheap price tag. You can pair up top or in the middle and get all the bats. Definitely in play as a punt option. So recapping your pitching, you got Berrios up top at 12-1, unless you want to get weird up there. Then in the middle, Chase Anderson and Eduardo Rodriguez. Really like some Erod out of those two if I have to pick. And then down below, Urania or Duffy. I think I'd gamble with Duffy over Urania, but both definite options there. But for a 9-game slate with 18 pitchers, I'm only targeting 5. And we know sometimes I can drag on with the pitcher's position. Not so much today. Let's get to the bats. And before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. Great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafts, just the way you like them. And they're done in under 5 minutes. If you want to get paid out the next day, you can do that. It's so, so simple. Prices range from 1 to, heck, 2,500. There's all different price ranges. There's head-to-heads, 3-mans, 5-mans, 10-mans, you name it, they got it. Baseball is back in action. Tons and tons of fun there. And if you like some football, they got the NFL Best Balls going on. They're awesome as well. They have a great tournament, $25 entry. Winner gets $100,000 at the end of the year. So tons going on at Draft. Use promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit, and you get entry into a free $3 tournament. If it's baseball, best ball, whatever you prefer, it is there for you, a free entry into a free $3 tournament. So go check it out, draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SDSports. Back to your bats on this 9-game July 9th slate. You got JT Realmuto at $5,800. We mentioned Chase Anderson in his reverse splits. Realmuto is in play, just crushing baseballs at $4,800. That Wilson Contreras versus the lefty, it is in San Francisco, so you can go there at 43 if you want. I'd rather go to Wilson Ramos at 4,200 versus Francisco Liriano. We know we like to target Wilson Ramos versus lefties. When you look at Tampa Bay, they have a 4-4 total. It's about 10th highest on the slate. Lefties 321, righties 389 versus Liriano. So Ramos is a very good play up here at 4,200 if you're going to pay up top. Yeah, guys like Yasmani Grandal at 41. We know Luis Perdomo does get hit around by lefties in his career. Someone to keep an eye on, but again, I'd rather go to Ramos than Grandal, but both could be in play for you. As you slide down some more, it gets a little, not so sexy, but Yan Gomes at 35 versus Desclafani is definitely in play in the mid-tier. Even Tucker Barnhart versus Clevinger at 33 I can get behind if you want to go that direction. If Elias Diaz is catching for Pittsburgh, he's 3,200 versus Erod. He's been crushing baseball. Sandy Leon, all or nothing Sandy Leon at 3,100, worth a look as well. And then, like Mitch Garvers of the world are in play. And other than that, check your lineups. Maybe if Bobby Wilson gets a spot start, he's 2,700. You can go that direction. But something will pop up, as it always does, but nothing really standing out too sexy at the moment. Wilson Ramos, the play for me up top. First base, you got your Max Muncy at 52 again. Perdomo versus lefties. Dodgers have a 4.76 total. Lefties hit 420 off Perdomo. Righties 315. Dodgers are just crushing baseballs these days. So a guy like Muncy at 52 is definitely in play. He's first base, third base. We mentioned Urania gets beat up by lefties. Got Eric Thames at 5,100. Jesus Aguilar's hitting everything. Cody Bellinger's 49 also in play for you. Yuli Gurriel, I mentioned him pretty much every show. He's up to 4,700 now, so we don't have our value we once had, but still against Montas, who doesn't strike out a ton of guys, very contact-oriented. Houston has a 5.17 total. Lefties 361, righties 324 versus Montas. Gurriel always gets overlooked, a part of the Astros action. He hits fourth or fifth most days. Brandon Belt versus Hendricks at 46 could be worth a look at a GPP type play for you there. Farther down, you go like a Yonder Alonso at 42 for some value. Matt Olson at 4K in a GPP versus Cole. We know Cole does give up the home run from time to time, usually almost won a game. So GPP, you can go there. I do like some CJ Chrome, another Tampa Bay right handed power bat versus Liriano at 3,700. If you want to do a mini Ray stack to save some cash, you could do that with Liriano and Ramos and company. The farther down you look, you got like a Brad Miller at 3,500 leading off for Milwaukee's first base, second base. Probably use him at second base if you need the savings, but he's in play for you. Justin Bour at 3,200, even though the Anderson reverse splits, you can still look at him for value. No problem with that at all. Let's go over to the second base position, and you have Javier Baez at 5,500. He's been crushing lefties. He's stealing bases. This guy is just awesome. It's awesome to watch. He's starting in the NL All-Star game this year. So 55 for Baez, very, very nice. They got Jose Altuve at 51. You can look at Daniel Murphy, 43, not running to play him, but he's a decent price tag against a Nova who gets hit around by lefties pretty well, but just keep him in mind. You go down, if you're not using Duffy, everyone's going to say Dozier at 4K versus a lefty, and Dozier is heating up. He's always been a second-half guy, and he's slowly getting. They got 25 points yesterday, then a 5, a 7, a 0, a 7, a 0, a 7, a 27, a 6, a 7. They're starting to slowly come around. Against Kansas City this year, in the three games they've played, he's averaging 12.3 points a game against Kansas City. So he'll be in play at 4K if you aren't using Danny Duffy. You can look at guys like Josh Harrison at 37 versus Erod is a one-off. I'm not running to stack that. But again, Brad Miller at 35 is not a bad mid-price guy you can look at. Alan Hansen of the Giants at 34. Second base outfield eligible is another cheapie you could definitely take a peek at in that lineup. Other than that, it's really nothing. Maybe Hernan Perez at 32 is a cheap piece of Milwaukee, especially if you're stacking. Nothing really I'm running to play at this moment. Again, check us out in the Slack chat between the pitchers. Like, you know, Archer's coming back from the DL. If we find out he's got enough pitches, maybe he comes into play. There's different ways we can attack some stuff as the day goes on. So come join us in the Sports DGens Slack chat. Just ask for an invite. We'll get you on in there. Going over to third base, you got Jose Ramirez at 5,700. He's a great player. There's no sugarcoating it. The Ramirez-Lindor combo up the middle takes a chunk of your salary, over 20% of your salary most days, but he's well worth it. And Bregman at 56, he's been crushing as well. So Ramirez and Bregman, both phenomenal plays tonight. Phenomenal up top. You got Max Muncy at 52, we talked about already. Rendon, I love at 47. We know we said lefties versus Nova. Washington, a 4-4-4 team total. Lefties, 393, but righties still hit 326. And Rendon's just crushing baseballs all year and never talked about. So Rendon at 47 in play. If you are stacking Minnesota, like Dozier's a good one-off. If you're stacking Eduardo Escobar at 45, is a part of that stack. Moustakas in a GPP at 43. You got Travis Shaw at 43 versus Urania. Don't mind that. You slide down a little farther, though. Like a Jaime Candelario could be interesting at 38 versus Archer. In a GPP only, Villanueva, the fact he crushes lefties the way he does, is in play at 38 versus Kershaw. I am not going to play him, but he's definitely in play in a GPP if you want to get really, really weird. A big multi-entering GPP, not a single entry, not a 3-max, but a big one. You can go that direction. Other than that, we'll check the lineups at third base. Nothing too crazy. Shortstop, Frenchy Lindor, like we talked about, 59, definitely in play. Got Baez at 55, two great plays there. Trey Turner at 51 is also in play for you. So good three options up there. I'd stick with Frenchy and go down. But all three really, really nice looks on this slate. Again, Eduardo Escobar at 45. Talked about him already. Starting shortstop for the National League, Brandon Crawford at 42 against Hendricks is worth a look as well. Then it gets really bleak like it usually does at this position, especially with the aces up top. But a JT Riddle at 37 or 33, our boy, just continues to get it done. And a nice cheap price tag, so I don't hate him at all. And the other one I'll mention is Miguel Rojas. He's shortstop third base in Miami. He's 3K AM and playing very, very well. So our boys over there in Miami producing the value with that peskiness we've been talking about. Heading to the outfield, you got Mookie Betts at 61, always in play, especially against Mike Minor in Boston. Minor's been pitching better of late, but Boston's got the highest team total at 5.65. Lefties 293, righties 375. You got J.D. Martinez, who crushes lefties. He's $5,800. So those two guys, yes, both in play for you tonight. Mentioned Eric Thames earlier. Cody Bellinger, we mentioned him earlier. I like those. Starling Marte versus Rodriguez of Washington at $4,900 could be a nice, cheaper, high-end guy you could look at. Eddie Rosario does hit lefties really well. He's $4,800 versus Duffy, a part of a Minnesota stack against Duffy. Michael Brantley at 47 and Juan Soto at 48, both in play for you tonight. Got your Milwaukee outfielders and Kane and Yelich are interesting at 47. You're dropping down, you got like the Jock Jams at 45 versus Perdomo in a GPP. Josh Reddick at 43, especially if he's in like the fifth or sixth spot in the lineup. He's a really nice piece of a sneakier stack. But if not, still in play for like one-offs at 43 versus Frankie Montas in that matchup. Sliding down farther, you got guys like Kyle Tucker, 4K against Montas, hopefully in a better spot in the lineup than ninth, but he's definitely there, and the kid is damn good at baseball. Folks, welcome to the bigs, kid. Looking farther, like Albert Almora Jr. probably leading off for Chicago versus Suarez at 39. Could be a sub-4K guy you could look at. A Schebler and a GPP at 38 versus Clevenger is a guy you could take a gander at. Hunter Renfroe, just like the Villanueva thing, in a GPP at 3,800. San Diego's, no one's going to own them. And if they run into a couple on Kershaw, which is very tough to do, but we've seen it happen this year, could get interesting. You get down to the 35s and below, like maybe Tony Kemp at 36. If you want to get different in your Houston stack, you could go that direction. Gorky Hernandez is day-to-day because he left hurt yesterday. That sucked. Alan Hansen, 34, is a nice cheaper outfield option. Hopefully didn't towards the top of that. Giants order, Derek Dietrich at 34. Talked about him earlier. He's not even playing. maybe a Greg Allen for value if he's in the Cleveland lineup. He's been playing a lot over the weekend. He's 3,200. He's a guy you could look at. Rex Grossman, a guy that likes to hit lefties really well. He's 3,200 for Minnesota. So he's another punt value type play. Where's my boy? Just got called up. There he is. Steven Duggar of the Giants. $2,900. This kid can hit. I wanted him to be the starting center fielder. I talked about around the bases to start the season. Made his debut yesterday. Went 2-for-6 with a run scored and a double. 10 DraftKings points. The kid's really good. He's left-handed. You know you can attack Hendricks from the left side of the plate. Lefty's 353. Righty's 354 versus Hendricks. I think Duggar's a nice cheap option at 2,900 if you want to go that way. There will probably be others that pop up, but that's where we'll stay focused tonight. So recapping your pitching, you got guys like Jose Berrios alone up top for me. Chase Anderson at 85, Erod at 84 is what I'm looking at in the middle. Then down below, Jose Urania and Danny Duffy at 69 and 58 respectively. Check out your BVP as there's no important birthdays today to worry about. We got, Matt Adams, 3-for-7 with a double and a homer off Villanova. Bryce Harper, 5-for-10, 2 doubles and a homer. As a team, hitting 347 off Nova. Machado, 3-for-6, 2 homers off Luis Sessa. But I think it's CC Sabathia tonight, so keep that in mind. JD Martinez, 3-for-4 with a homer. Mookie Betts, 2-for-4 with a double and a homer off Mike Minor. Small samples. Oh, and then you got Steve Pierce, the lefty masher, so keep him in mind. He'll be a cheaper first base option, 4-for-8 with a double and a homer for the Red Sox. Michael Brantley's got a homer off of DeSclafani. Justin Bour, 5-for-11 with a double and a homer off Chase Anderson. Dietrich's taking him deep as well. Carlos Gomez, 11-for-24, a double, triple, and 3 home runs off Francisco Liriano. So keep that in mind for a cheapie. Castellanos only hitting 250 off Archer, but 5-for-20, 2 doubles and a homer. Sliding down some more like a Robbie Grossman. We talked about him a second ago. 6-for-15, 2 doubles and a homer off Danny Duffy. He's 3,200 tonight. Someone to definitely keep an eye on. Alcides Escobar, 5-for-12, 2 doubles and a homer off Berrios. Moustakas, GPP, is taking him deep as well. Jonathan Lucroy, 10-for-25, 2 doubles off of Garrett Cole. Freddie Galvez, 6-for-10 off Kershaw. Eric Hosmer, 5-for-8 with a homer off Kershaw. Cody Bellinger, 3-for-4, 2 doubles off Perdomo. Max Muncy, Logan Forsyth, Justin Turner, Chase Utley, Jock Peterson have all taken Perdomo deep. Yasmani Grandal's taken them deep twice. Brandon Belt, 5-for-13 with a double and a homer off Kyle Hendricks. And that is your GPP for the evening, and that is your edition of Quick Hits. Good to be back. Hope everybody, again, had a good weekend and ready for another full week of action before the All-Star break. So tons going on. Check out thesportsdegens.com. We'll have all your coverage for the John Deere Classic, recording Always Pressing tonight, and much, much more throughout the week. So come on by. Hit us up on the Slack chat. Ask for an invite. I am on Twitter, at BDIntrick. We are at thesportsdegens on Twitter, thesportsdegens.com. Tons of fun. Hope everybody has a great Monday and start to their week. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 9th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.